Missouri Net News is presented by Mango, Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators. If you smell gas, leave fast and call your gas company.
The State Highway Patrol says 11 motorists died and another 470 were injured in Missouri during the 2018 Labor Day holiday. Patrol Sergeant Scott White says troopers are participating in Operation CARE this Labor Day holiday weekend. That stands for Crash Awareness and Reduction Effort.
And we know that the peak travel days are going to be Friday and Monday. And what that means is we're going to have as many troopers out there as possible, enforcing the speed limit laws, seatbelt, and impaired driving laws.
Troopers will also be assisting motorists throughout the holiday weekend. Sergeant White is also urging boaters to wear a life jacket and to avoid alcohol. State troopers made 15 arrests for boating while intoxicated during the 2018 holiday. Kansas City's Federal Reserve president was one of only two votes against lowering interest rates last month. Brent Martin reports she explained her decision during an economic development summit in Northwest Missouri's St. Joseph.
The Fed lowered interest rates in July. Kansas City Federal Reserve President Esther George says she understands some Fed presidents see risk ahead in the economy. She sees them too.
But for the point in time that that decision was being made, I did not think it was necessary to pull the trigger right then. It was my preference to leave rates where they were and to wait and see how some of these issues play out for the long term.
George adds interest rates are the one tool the Federal Reserve has to aid the economy, and she would prefer to wait and see if the economy actually slows before lowering the rates. Brent Martin for the Missouri Net, St. Joseph.
The wigs are ready. Kansas City Chiefs fans will now be able to get the signature hairstyle of quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Turns out Mahomes actually helped design the headband wig. They're being sold at Kansas City area Hy-Vee stores. And rain and thunderstorms moving in from the west into Missouri this morning. The National Weather Service has issued flash flood watches and flood warnings for many areas due to the slow-moving storms. More violence in St. Louis. Two women were shot and killed around midday yesterday in the Dutchtown area. One woman died at the scene. The other died at the hospital. A suspect was taken into custody. A new Missouri law aims to help certain victims with potential lease problems.
The new law that took effect this week is intended to prevent victims or potential victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking from being denied a rental for being a victim. It expands to protect them from eviction or if they must break their lease agreement. House Bill 243, sponsored by Republican Representative Jim Neely of Northwest Missouri's Cameron, also states that anyone who provides appropriate documentation cannot be charged back rent. The measure provides a list of paperwork the landlord must accept as proof that the tenant was or was going to be a victim. It also allows a landlord to charge a termination fee on such a tenant who wants to end a lease early. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
This is news on Missouri Net.